David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
David Lee Roth, Yakuza.朝一番に6時の Roth、 いつも同じ。
Roth Radio R2D Row. Get it up, baby. Swing, man. Swing, swing, swing. Be young, be bad. I love that. I like that sound. That's a new sound. One more time. Yes. That's right. Red meat and potatoes for breakfast. Up there in the front, driving a helicopter nonstop. He's got his guitar set on stun. Hit it, son. Live in the studio, man. Yeah, not dance. Not time to wake up. Like a tomahawk missile in the Cheerios. I'm taking a time, headed uptown, baby. Early in the morning. Get some. Get to the important stuff here, baby. Britney Spears puts KFED on a budget. We used to call that an allowance. Insiders say that Britney Spears has put her husband Kevin Federline on a budget. Each month he will be allotted a certain amount of money for personal use. Clothing, nightclubs, booze, and day-to-day activities. That sounds like a great mom. Go ahead. Oh, drinking dives, bars, saloons. I had a great childhood, but I don't think my childhood is going to be as good as Kevin Federline's. Any big items like cars or trips that go over the allowance, those need to be approved by Brit herself. She acknowledges that she has made a great deal of money. However, she is trying to show Kevin that he needs to be responsible and curb his out-of-control spending habits. Oh, I've been a bad little cowboy. I need to be sent up to your room. How did I know that this was going to happen with KFED? And his record's not even out. She's probably anticipating less than highly anticipated sales. When you needed money, did you ever go to your mom animal and go, "Mom, I need an automobile and a trip to take it on"? What would she have said to you?
She said, "You better get Pat and Bob and get the walking, because you ain't getting no car here."
I got bad feet. My corns hurt. Job it off. I'm late for work. I got to get the bus. I'm already late. I'm doing something that I know I hate. He doesn't play his cards right. KFED's gonna be on the double Dutch bus.
Yes, sir.
You'd have to have been around for a while to know what we're talking about. But those of you who are, you know what a gold digger is, right? That's the latest thing in the. That's the best lyric of the year. You know,
yeah.
She don't want no gold. She don't want no gold digger. She don't want no broke homie. Pay attention, KFED. Yeah. Could easily wind up like Courtney Love, who plans to sell the Nirvana steak. The ex-hole singer. Wait a minute. Is that an adjective or a... Put the music back. got to be so careful. I'm under the watchful eye. The ex-Hole singer has been in London. Courtney Love has said she's in preparing to sell a share of her rights to the Nirvana back catalog. Love has been in London over the last week. While in the UK, she's had meetings about a new record deal. Do we have a record? Can we download some of her stuff? Because there used to be a criticism that you would say about a record, especially for a gal like that, that the most interesting thing about her vinyl album was the hole. I guess there's almost a literal metaphysical translation here. She's making a TV documentary, which probably would have qualified as the Larry Flint documentary. That would have probably been the same as the life that she actually lead. Taking a theater role in the West End. So she's taken it in the West End. We always suspected that. And she's doing various gigs. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll qualify for this because Sean Diddy Combs, and by the way, you know, getting up this early has become like a way of life for us here, and you can call me R2-D Row because it's like a mechanical thing for me now. I can feel it. I don't even need the alarm clock anymore. In fact, I don't even go to sleep anymore. I hover. Diddy's secret recipe for sexy time. Sean Diddy Combs reveals how he can seal a deal with a woman in an elevator and feels a wax is absolutely necessary for Diddy-style loving. This actually comes off of the news. I'm like Ron Burgundy. You put it in front of me, I'm going to read it. Screw you, San Diego.
Whoa! Whoa! What did I just say?
You would have to have seen The Legend of Ron Burgundy to experience my current broadcasting experience here. You've got to get your smell right. No, that's not me talking. That's Diddy. You got to get your smell right. Walk into an elevator with a beautiful woman in it. If you've got your scent going in the right direction, I'm starting to talk like Diddy. I'm morphing. I'm channeling Diddy. This is cool. Okay, let me try it again. Here's he. Tells details, man. You got to get your smell on, baby. Got to walk into an elevator with a beautiful woman's in it. And you get your scent going in the right direction. She don't be thinking about you when you leave. That's the way to seal a woman. I don't know. This may be too much information. He says there, that's the way to seal a woman. On body hair and its influence on pleasure. I don't have a lot of body hair. Again, this is Diddy speaking here. I don't have a lot of body hair. If I did, I'd get rid of it. For a woman, a wax is absolutely necessary. It makes everything smoother and more attainable. It sounds like an Afrosheen commercial, doesn't it? It's brought to you by Johnson & Johnson, makers of fine Afrosheen hair care products for frill or roll. It's 1975, the only way to go. I did not intentionally mean that. Somewhere between my entire childhood experience in front of the television with Don Cornelius going, for roll or roll. And the Red Bull, I neatly dovetailed those two. Let me try it again. I don't have a lot of body hair, but if I did, I'd lose it. For a woman, a wax is absolutely necessary. It makes everything smoother and more attainable. It makes room for all the advances I make when I'm going to please a woman. Okay, now we're not racist, but we are racial. We support all the different communities, and evidently, you know, so does Diddy. He says here, I'm not just saying this because I'm a black man. He says, oh, I love all my brothers and sisters of other colors, but we are the most flavorful race. Okay, Diamond Dave's Medical Corner, Animal, you're on. Are you indeed the most, we defined a few weeks ago that you're genetically superior in all sports. Are you the most flavorful race? What do you think? Diddy said it? I'm reading it. Speak to it.
Well, hey, if you had a strawberry, would you like to dip it in sugar or chocolate?
This is Animal's house. We just work here. No, he doesn't know that's poetry. And when you realize he don't know it, you see the poetry in it. David Lee Roth in the house, alarmingly early here. That's Animal. Be young. How you feeling today, babes? Okay,
today.
Let me hear some of that, like, Keith Richards thing. Yo, Keith, how you doing today?
Hey, hello. How you doing? You all right? What's going on? Hey?
I feel his accent is not as good as mine, but he's a little more fluent at it. Here he goes. Yeah. Okay. This is what shocks me here, because I didn't get far into the lyrics. He goes, I have a man bag, and I stopped reading. But it goes on. He says, I have a man bag. I'm not going to lie. Just make sure if you carry one, it's very, very big. I'm still a little bit lost here. I'm frightened to finish it. And he dovetails neatly. He says, so it doesn't get mistaken for a pocketbook. So what is he saying here is that he carries a purse, right?
It's a doctor bag.
Well, wait a second. Go ahead. You had a new term for it. What is that?
It's called a doctor bag.
It's a doctor bag?
Yeah. You know, you show up with all your little toys and stuff to play with your girl with. We used to call them doctor bags when we was in college. You know, you have like...
No, he's talking about an actual purse.
Really?
Something. Yeah, he's talking about, you know, to go out for nightclubs and whatever. You're talking about...
Oh, we call those asophicity doodad bags.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
you're talking about... an actual doctor's bag, like from the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Get your mind out of your speedos. Anyway, there's a whole lot in the news this morning here. A lot of stuff that will shock you here. Check this out. Ambassador blasts Bruce Willis comments. The reason I find this shocking is here, you know, Bruce has stood up, you know, against what's happening in the Mideast. You know, he's very vocal about what's happening with Washington and the politics and the president and everything. And evidently, Colombia's ambassador to the United States is criticizing Willis for comments he made during a press conference when he was promoting his new film. The actor said the United States should consider going to Colombia and doing whatever it takes to end the cocaine trade. So what is he talking about? An invasion here? You wouldn't be talking about troop movements here, would you?
Oh, God.
My next comment is, what's that got to do with 9/11? You know, that's almost an answer that you could use for anything. Every time you bring up the Mideast and you talk about Iraq or whatever, these are the individuals who go, well, what's that got to do with 9/11? Now, that's a catchphrase for anything. How about Paris Hilton? What's that got to do with 9/11? What about Diddy? What's that got to do with 9/11? You know? I wonder if he's actually advocating heading down there with military. He says... 44 million Colombians are waging a real war against drugs, and that Willis's comment is a shock to Colombia's dignity. What do you think of that? 866-313-3733. You know, they say love makes the world go round. Love and the Medellin cartel, maybe, huh? Is the war on drugs different than the war on terrorism, you think? Isn't it kind of one and the same? Ultimately, what do you think fuels the other? After a point, you know, even the IRA had to get involved in Colombia, you know. Ultimately, I guess the axis of whatever is going to, you know, how do you fund your, how do you support your movement if you're a terrorist? How do you carry on? One of the biggest ways has got to be dope, right? Selling cocaine or what have you, especially methamphetamine and that sort of thing. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars going into that, and it's that stuff is almost as addictive as the Roth show, man. I don't know. I wonder if the general liberal left will now would support something like that. The general thought also would be, you know, what's going to come in on the phones is going to be, well, the parents have to educate that. Come on. We screwed that up with condoms. Nobody's ever going to discuss and eradicate the drug problem or whatever. We consider ourselves lucky when there's a slight dip in new cigarette smokers in a given annual phase there. So I'm very curious if anybody agrees with him in this, because that sounds like military action, and that doesn't sound like his usual pitch, does it? 866-313-3733. Probably the bigger issue with Bruce at this point is free speech. Maybe he's just musing out loud. Maybe he's just, you know, whatever. You get a couple drinks in you and you go, you know what we ought to do? And then they hold you to it, especially if somebody's there with a tape recorder. Should he be allowed to say something like that? Isn't it? That's like marching orders of some point, you know, and somebody says, well, the whole country is a little pissed off. Well, come on. Everybody gets a little pissed off. Is it now time for a race riot? Isn't it kind of a cartoon if Bruce Willis says we should all, you know, we should amp up? Hey, he should look like he did in the Navy SEALs movie. Shave his head, you know, and do the whole camo thing, and like he should lead the way. I'm not averse. I'd be very curious as to what you guys think. Take the first call up here, Hutch. Go ahead. Five. Johnny, you're on. Hit it.
Hey, Diamond Dave.
What do you think? Is this a good idea? Should we march down to Colombia and lead a land invasion with Bruce Willis leading the way as a Navy SEAL and a CH-136? My favorite helicopter. Go ahead. You're on.
How about that? Him alone.
One.
Take on the whole country.
Two.
You know,
you're off. Music, please.
Get up.
Isaac Hayes got a little issue with free speech. Isaac Hayes has quit South Park, where he voices Chef, saying he can no longer stomach its take on religion. You've all seen, come on, South Park. You've got to know that when you join that club, every belief that you have is going to get crucified. Every person that you've ever associated with and their racial background and their, here's my favorite word of the month, ethnicity, is going to get impugned. That your religion, that your children, that your priorities, that your financial stability and everything else is going to get harpooned Moby Dick style, right? And that now he's surprised because they kind of took a little turn. Religious beliefs are sacred to people, he says. Oh, well, I'll do it like Isaac Hayes here. That sounds a lot like Doran Cornelius. He says, religious beliefs are scared and sacred to people and at all times should be respected and honored. As a civil rights activist of the past 40 years, I cannot support a show that disrespects those beliefs and practices. Wait a minute. South Park respects and supports those beliefs more than anybody. If you don't follow through on those kinds of beliefs and those kinds of responsibilities to do what you think, say what you think, let others say what you think, that's the opposite of a democracy, is it not? And this is an individual who gets in and he's, I think he's just a little upset because they took on his religion. Didn't they have a big thing on Scientology just recently? Did you see that, Ben? Go ahead, tell us what you saw. So it. Spin it up.
Tim can help us out a lot better, but Tom Cruise came on, and one of the kids was showing signs of becoming a Scientologist, and then made fun of Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise ran to the closet, and the kids were like, Tom Cruise is in the closet again.
Okay. Didn't they just... I read a news item yesterday. We never really got to it as priority, high value that it was, but evidently there was a big poll taken, and that people would rather be raped by Saddam Hussein than by Tom Cruise. You guys saw this in the news. Yeah, that came, I wouldn't even say it. But a large number of people thought that would be a more acceptable way to go there. I don't know that much about Scientology. I know that it was invented by a fellow who did pulp novels, you know, who had a vision for imagination, if nothing else. Hey, if you see Jesus, you know, in an Eggo waffle first thing in the morning, then worship it, baby. But I don't think this religious beliefs are sacred to people and at all times should be respected. What does that mean? You don't talk about anybody's religious beliefs at this point in time? It's a free speech issue, especially South Park. Come on. I think he's trying to bend the issues. Here's somebody who's invoking the race card. Here's somebody invoking religion card. He said he's bringing up as a civil rights activist of the past 40 years. It's kind of, come on, man. Give us a call here, 866-313-3733. David Lee Roth, the home of free speech, I guess, today on a Tony Soprano Week.
David Lee Roth in the mornings. 92.3 Free FM.
sensation, baby. Young with an exclamation point up there in the front, live in the studio, track blasting rock Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Bruce Willis is going to redo his role as the Navy SEALs. He's going to shave his head. He's going to put on the camo. We're going to load into the helicopter. I'm going to fly it, and we're going to go invade Colombia, I guess, huh? Why not? That could solve the problem. They're all tore up down there. There's a lot of confusion. Same thing that happened in the Mideast, right? Does that make sense? Does he have a right to say this? Do I have a right to relay it to you? Well, of course I have a right to relay it to you. This is Roth Radio. David Lee's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and the DavidLeeRoth.com stream. Jump into the stream here. Let me know. 866-313-3733. Is this free speech? Can Bruce say this? I'm not going to weigh in on this just yet. And also, you've got a free speech effort here coming from Isaac Hayes. Free speech issues major about South Park. He says he quit South Park because their religious beliefs are sacred to people and at all times should be respected and honored. And he also invokes the race car here. Says, as a civil rights activist of the past 40 years, I cannot support a show that disrespects those beliefs and practices. Wait a minute. The idea of free speech is to disrespect. A little sarcasm, a little ridicule, perhaps just let it slide even if you disagree. Go ahead. Take the first call there. Hit it up, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're talking to Dave. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Dave. I'm
get on
Tom,
it, brother. Who's that?
Cleveland. I just wanted to...
Tom, are you on?
Veteran.
Next call. Hit the next one.
He's on. Hello?
Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, Dave, I'll just...
Hit the next one, Hutch.
He's on, Dave.
Hit the next
Dave,
one, Hutch. John, you're on. Boston, what's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to...
Turn the music back up there.
Hello?
I think I know what happened here. Usually the microphones blow up. This time, the telephone lines have blown up. No, you should see Hutch here. He looks like he's playing chess with somebody who doesn't speak English here. How's it going, Hutch? Is this now a struggle?
It ain't going well.
Okay. Pick up Stacy here from NYC. Give it up, track 8 there. Stacy, David Lee on charge. Are you there?
Hey.
Stace?
Hey.
What do you think of the Bruce Willis comment?
Yes, it's me, Stacy.
Go ahead, Stace.
Hi, your show sucks.
And you waited this long on the telephone to tell me that? You delicious little tramp. All right, we got the telephones back, and we had Stacy there with her whole two-word, with her hole. Let's just leave it at that. Something came out of her hole, and it was the same two syllables that always come out of these guys. You got to think of a better insult. I'll entertain hecklers, but you're going to have to be funny. You're going to have to be original. You're going to have to be unique. You're going to have to come up with something different here. 866-313-3733. I got to wonder if Isaac Hayes is out of line. Didn't somebody just tell me that Tom Cruise is thinking of suing South Park as well? They did an episode on South Park about... What was the episode in concern of? Go ahead, man.
It was titled Trapped in the Closet. Tom Cruise, the character played by Tom Cruise character, believed that Stan, one of the characters in South Park, was the reincarnation of Ron Hubbard, who's the founder of Scientology.
Yep.
And basically mocked Tom Cruise's acting abilities. So Tom gets all upset, runs into the closet. And his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman, and also John Travolta, who's also a Scientologist, are, you know, making fun of Tom and trying to get him to come out of the closet, saying, hey, Tom, you know, this has gone on long enough. Don't you think it's time you come out of the closet? And he's crying. And so it was basically a whole rip on him being gay and stuff like that.
Yeah, but he's clearly not gay. Obviously, this guy...
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This guy obviously is not gay. Obviously. At this point in time, it's one of those Richard Gere gerbil jokes. Nobody believes that for a second, and you're a stooge if you go
remember
ahead and
remember the rumor that me and Brian were telling you about a couple weeks ago.
Who cares about rumors? Come on, man. You should be smart enough to know the difference on that stuff.
I don't know.
Especially on the radio, dweeb. Come
it's
on,
Hollywood.
Man. No, it's not Hollywood. This is the Roth Show. And if you're going to start poking stuff at people, then it's got to be real. What's funny about the thing with South Park is that it's not real. Obviously, the guy's married, he's got kids, he's been hounding around for years. He's banging every single sweet starlet that he performed with. Now he's with Dawson's Creek. Come on. That verges on hero to me. What I have a problem with is suing probably, arguably, one of the most freestyle, free speech shows going, South Park. And you saw the puppet movie, right, Team America? That was, again, they made fun of all the same Hollywood faces. What happens if these guys gang up together? They file some, it's called a frivolous lawsuit, right? They're going to put together a frivolous lawsuit and then what? Grind these guys into doing depositions for how many hours a day instead of doing what they do as artists? Just like they did to Lenny Bruce. You don't think it happens? You think it only happens coming out of Washington? Turn your eyes west and head for Hollywood, homeboy. Take the top call up here. Dan, David Lee, go ahead, friend. You're on.
Good morning, Dave. It's Dan. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Colombia and what you had said before. I really think with all the billions of dollars of aid that we send to these foreign countries, including them, and their military, which has always been trying to cure the problems, never been able to cure the problems, I think if they want our aid, they should take our military help. We could probably go down there in a year and straighten out the problem. As in reference to the addicts and giving these people jobs who process this material, put up a Ford plant, you know?
Okay, you know what? Do you believe in doubling and tripling all of the military salaries in every division of military?
Yes, I do. For our guys in the service, they deserve the best.
Okay, and are you up for dipping into taxes and creating even heavier taxes so that we can create a fighting force on all levels that could accomplish that? Because we're stretched pretty thin from what I see on my television set.
Well, if you look at the price of a toilet seat and the price of a hammer, the way that we charge our government $100,000 for a toilet seat, you know, I think if somebody got control of that first, then the money, you know, we would have the money.
I couldn't possibly disagree with you more. That's usually the way we throw the ball out of bounds and get out of having to really level with each other about you're going to have to pay more taxes, you're going to have to start supporting the military, you're going to have to start stop slamming the idea that it's just a backdoor draft and you're going to have to venerate it to the point to where it was. Otherwise, you can't fight all the wars that evidently even Hollywood's up for. Hey, we aren't for the war in the Middle East. Okay, I buy that. Hey, but we're up for one down in Colombia. Great. Who's going to support the team? Where do all the pads and the helmets come from? Where's all the practice gear and the coaches and the cleats and everything else going to come from? We've already stretched ourselves completely thin, and yet we still insist on this kind of a utopian discussion of, okay, we could do this, we could do that. You don't have enough pieces on the board, my friend. Agree or disagree?
I agree with you, David, 100%.
Do you think if we had enough pieces on the board, so to speak, that it would be a legitimate effort for us to just trot on down to Colombia and go, you've caused our drug problem?
No, I think with the AIDS and everything we do, you know, we could sort of like threaten them with sanctions, pull this out, pull that out, you know what I mean? Pull the money away, pull the help away until, you know, we can set you up with another product to do, you know, raise canola oil so we can make ethanol.
Track back to the original statement coming from an actor, Bruce Willis. Is it legit for him to make this comment? Because there's a whole lot of people who maintain that it is not legit and that he should be censored in saying this. What do you think?
David, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the comment. What was it again, please?
I'm saying that there's a lot of people who think that Bruce Willis is out of line and that this goes beyond the extent of free speech, that he's insulting an entire country, that he's proposing a political premise which is dangerous, and that he should be censored. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know, David. I really don't know. I think I would disagree with it.
Okay, well, I think that this is the basic issue here. Free speech accounts for even commentary like this. If you did this perhaps behind the scenes at the Institute of Technology, or you did it at the university, you did it in a forum with professors, then it would be considered an encounter, and you would be calling it consciousness raising, where you would propose what are potentially crazy ideas, but you explore them together. Maybe you arrive at a conclusion you hadn't thought that you might initially, but then there's a whole lot of people who maintain, no, you cannot talk like this. This goes beyond free speech, and Willis, especially as an actor, should shut up and be censored. You think he should be censored?
No, actually, I don't think anybody should be censored in this country. We have that First Amendment right of free speech.
Thanks so much for calling. I agree with you. 866-313-3733. Bang on. Go for it, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're on.
Yeah, Dave, I'm a veteran. I'm 40 years old. I just want to say that when I was 20, when I was in the regular Army, I would have gladly gone to any country and did what I was told to do, including, you know, whatever it came down to. But now I'm 40. I would not. I'm opposed to war. But the military, the guys in there right now, I know exactly what they're thinking, and they are not opposed to war. They're ready to do what they got to do and what they're told to do, which is what their job is. And anyways, if they were told to go to Colombia, they'd do exactly what they did in Iraq. They'd go over there, they'd plug in the amps, they'd kick the butt, they'd play a great gig, they'd win the fans over, and then bingo, it's on to the next show. And it's going to keep going as far as George Bush wants to take the world tour. He's the manager of the band. The regular Army, the whole military, in fact, is his band. He's got a great band. Why not send them around the world and win the world? You know, you got to stop it at some point and say, hey, this ain't going to happen. The American people are not going to put up with it because we're smarter than this guy.
The tour is over. Good analogy. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Hit up.
David Lee Roth, 92.3 Free FM.
I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to. Sweet surprise.
Roth Radio, back. That's the fact. What do you think, Animal? Should we go invade Colombia? Should Bruce Willis be the Navy SEAL in the front there?
Oh, man, that's a train wreck waiting to happen, man.
No, you know what the train wreck really is that he's being censored for saying something.
Yeah.
And that's the issue here. Obviously, okay. We're not going to go invade Colombia. Obviously,
that
would
be a bad idea.
Obviously, we don't have the military that we would need to fight every battle and every war, because as soon as you point there, you're going to have to point to Liberia. You're going to have to point to Sierra Leone. You're going to have to point to Darfur. You're going to have to point to a lot of places that could really use a lot of assistance, okay? I'm all for it. Great. Then let's just triple the military's advantage, whether that starts with salary, benefits, child care, medical, post-medical, etc., 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 all the way up to pensions, retirement, everything. You're going to have to spend probably a certain percentage more taxes, and you're going to have to start supporting it in terms of, hey, this is a good thing to be. This is a good way to make a living. This is a good way to live your life, because we're constantly reaching back into the bucket here. Dig it. Somebody had called up a little bit earlier and said, hey, you know, we give them a whole lot of aid down there, obviously, millions and millions and millions of dollars, and that they should participate or whatever. Friends, we give a lot of people a lot of cash. You can't just send the Army in anywhere you go. But even again, more importantly, I don't even think Willis is thinking out loud that that's the way to go. I think the word is postulating, okay? You propose an idea that you know inherently, if not cognitively, is crazy, all right? But you throw it up and see if anybody else has an idea that kind of runs along with it. Clearly, there's an issue here. If it's not cocaine from Colombia, then it's methamphetamine from Omaha. We're not going to go invade Omaha, not anytime soon. Can I be able to talk about it? Sure. Now, somebody from Omaha is going to send me an email on davidleeroth.com and say, you can't say that about us. That's beyond the basic tenet of free speech. And I think he has the right to say it. I think he's got the right to say basically whatever he wants. Aside from general racial slurs, those we can only do here. 866-313-3733. From the top there, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're talking to Dave. Go ahead, friend.
Good morning, David.
Steve.
It's an honor to speak to a rock and roll legend.
Go ahead. What do you think about the subject at hand here?
I think that Bruce Willis has every right to say what he's saying. It's America. And he just happens to have the attention of the media. That's why he's being scrutinized so much.
Isn't it curious that the attention of the media biases so much towards politics now? Wasn't he online as far as what's happening in the Mideast, etc.? Is this an individual you think maybe is going to run for office like Schwarzenegger?
Well, I hope not, but hey, he's got every right to do it if he wants to.
I agree with you. Thanks for calling.
That's everything about America. Thank you, David.
866-313-3733. The issue isn't so much Colombia. I think the issue is, are you allowed to say something like this? Because already the Colombian government has had a heart murmur over this. You know, they're claiming a pride issue, etc. Somebody's liable to make a comment about Chavez down in Venezuela. He's got the guns, and he's no fun at all. Okay? And then they're going to complain about it. And then they're going to get trashed for making incendiary comments, and that's where censorship is going to kick in. Give me another call here, Hutch. 866-313-3733. You're on. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, friend. What's up?
You know, I think the problem isn't so much the comments that people are making, but the problem is that we're fighting a war that you just can't win.
A war that you just can't...
A lot of time and energy on it, where if you would just think about it for a second... You know, come up with a plan, legalize some of the drugs in the U.S., tax it, regulate it, the problem would go away.
You know what? I tend to agree with you, and that's a whole nother subject. But you feel that he has every right to say what he did, correct?
I mean, staying on topic, yeah. I think the guy, you know what? It's free speech. It's like, I can call in and say whatever I want as long as it's not, you know, profane. I think, he's got an opinion. Whether it's right or wrong, it's his opinion. Let him say what he wants. I mean, that's the, you know...
I agree with you. Thanks for calling. Let me expand this here. We're talking about free speech. This was a big issue at hand, flavor of the week for us last week, in terms of some of the subject matter we deal with, and some of the fellas upstairs in corporate had a lot of issues with this. And they made a whole lot of beyond requests. They're called advisements under the eye of an attorney, with a pointed finger and a whip in the hand. And this is a big issue to us. Obviously, you know, you're dealing about sensitive issues and so forth. I'd like to think we had free speech here. Here's a new one. Violent video game is concern for police officers. New Haven, Connecticut, a video game in which players win points for killing police officers is drawing protests from local and national law enforcement groups. The game, called 25 to Life, lets players choose to be police officers or gangsters. Points are scored each time the player kills a cop, criminal, or human shield. Here's the quote. It's a concern because the words game and cop killing should never be associated together. That, to me, is a problem, West Haven Police Chief said. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund is circulating an online petition against the game. Okay, the petition encourages parents and caregivers not to buy the game for children. Okay, so once again, there's a game called 25 to Life that lets players choose to be police officers or gangsters. And the big concern is you can't have the word game and cop killing associated together. That's the argument. Again, free speech. What do you think? 866-313-3733. This comes from close by, too. I just flew over New Haven, Connecticut during vacation here. It's like right around the corner. We're not talking about somewhere way down in Mississippi. We're not talking about somewhere, you know, where it's real provincial. You're talking about somebody, you know, a community that's really connected to what's happening now. I'm curious what you guys think. 866-313-3733. Animal, what do you think so far about this?
Well, you know, I think, Coach, you know, like one time that I easily did a song called F the Police Coming Straight from the Underground, and then the FBI visited him. So therefore, people are actually listening to what Bruce is saying, because whoever thought that the FBI would visit Easy for saying, making a song called F the Police.
Sure. Yeah, and do you believe he has the right for free speech to say that?
Yeah, I think he had a right you know, for free speech, but it's just how you say it, I think, has a lot to do with it.
Do you think people were taking Eazy-E literally when he said F the police, and he was suggesting that that's an attitude that they should have, or was he being kind of a cartoon character?
Basically a cartoon character, because in small print, he did think a lot of good cops. He said all cops wasn't bad. There were some good cops in the hood, but it was only a few.
Okay, I'm going to argue with you now. We had a discussion about the teacher who was teaching that violent that America was the most violent thing going. Remember last week
around
it? And he had been lecturing his class that America was the most violent nation in history, and that America was waging war on a number of fronts unnecessarily, etc. And you came up with an idea that I had not thought of, that I felt that it was okay for him to say this as long as there was other discussion following on the heels of it. Contrast. Always a big fan of contrast. And then you came up with your usual genius, truly, I'm not kidding, and you said, Dave, if you were sitting in that class and he started humping that subject, okay, going, hey, America's the most violent, America's the most violent, hey, you know, then ultimately there's going to be a lot of people who are going to go, hey, I'm already being called the only hell my mama raised, I might as well raise hell.
That's right.
And that you're starting to promote that kind of a feeling without even really reconnoitering, without really knowing it. I didn't even think of that. I would have been that guy who stands up and I'd say one thing and then encourage somebody to argue with me. And if they convinced the class, I'd say, great, you won. You convinced us. You're the smart one of the day here. Just needed everybody to think. And you said, nope, there's going to be some people in the back of the class or the front of it who go, no. You keep saying we're the only hell mama raised, I'm going to raise hell. And you would march off with that kind of a thing, okay? That's firmly in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, same kids, same class, teacher's gone, right? This goes right with the music, doesn't it? Same kid, same class, and they take out this video game. And they're playing games where they're shooting cops over and over. Human shields, hostages, and this kind of a thing. In the same frame of mind, in the same stream of thought, are we not creating conditioning through repetition the idea that this kind of play is cool, that this is acceptable, even unconsciously? Nobody wants to say it's cool to shoot a cop, but if you're constantly playing a game where you shoot cops, are you conditioning people through this, or is this another question of free speech and it's all right?
No, I think you're conditioning kids to go out and kill cops and just be bad, you know, because if I was 16 or under, that's how I think I would relate to it. Because, like, one of my best friends in high school, you know, his father was a preacher, but he was one of the biggest drug sellers in school, you know, because, you know, like, I figured he would come to school and try to, you know, teach religion to us. But now he came to school with pocket full of speed and stuff, you know, selling this kind of stuff. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, people are actually listening to what people are saying to little kids and everything, and it could go like either way, you know?
Okay, but you say that there would be kids who would key into this, and they say, okay, this is a cool, violent thing. Violence is cool. I got to tell you, I didn't have video games growing up. I literally imitated James Bond and a whole lot of black and white pirate and war movies and everything. And I grew up smoking cigarettes because of it. I grew up a gun owner because of it. I grew up with a sense of the politics because of it. Do you follow? The way I speak is a combination of those influences, not exclusively, but they played a very important part in my life here. I'm going to be very curious to hear what the gang thinks out there. Hang on it here one time.
David Lee Roth, Mornings, 92.3 Free FM.